Oops, I just took a drink. All right. Hey, dude, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wallacher, with Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes courses, journals, and one-on-one coaching. And if you are interested in finding out more about that, feel free to visit rocksolidgymmethod.com. That's RCKSLDGYM method, METHOD.com to find out what is available, what's going live, and what is open, and housing everything for you right there. So today what we are talking about, and this is the podcast where we talk all about mindset, food, fitness, health, and making it all work for you while being fiercely independent and learning to stop questioning yourself and fearing what others think, especially today, because we're going to talk about when you start the journey to find yourself. So this is something I'm actually really excited about because one, I didn't realize that people were interested in hearing about this from me, but I've had a couple people and a couple clients ask me more about this as they've started their journey to kind of find themselves and to actually find who they are, because I've been told time and time again that I'm very aware and I'm very conscious of myself. So I'm learning lessons that In retrospect, people didn't learn until like their 30s, 40s, even until their 50s, having like a full realization of it. So if I can, this just is who I am. I don't question it anymore. And I feel like I surround myself with people that are also very similarly in the same boat. So it doesn't seem as like groundbreaking. But when you start to find yourself, you realize how much. So the initial journey to find yourself, you get to this point when you realize that who you are isn't actually who you are. It's a version of yourself that somebody else has told you you are, or you would be good at, or you are just doing it for other people. And that can be kind of a hard place to be, feeling like your life has been, in a way, a lie, or that your life has been decided for you. And it can be a weird place to be in, but there are very many emotions that go through all of this. And the only thing that I would suggest is fully feeling them and not talking yourself down, not belittling them by saying like other people have it worse or other people go through much worse things. Like what you are feeling now is what you are feeling now, and you don't need to validate it or explain it away or make it understandable for anyone else other than yourself. This is very much something that I'll talk about in later podcasts as well, if you heard last week, but it's all about the people-pleasing side of things. And I feel like there's a lot more of us that do that out there than we would like to think, but it comes down to that of what are you actually doing for yourself and what are you doing more for others? And for me, this has come in like many different realizations, but so I broke up with my boyfriend a couple months ago now, and I've had to readjust myself. I may talk about that later on, all of that, because there were some really good lessons that came out of that, especially near the end. But where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So I broke up with my boyfriend and I've really had to like get back into I'm single and not like getting comfortable with being alone or anything like that. But it's like I'm single and I can start doing things for myself. So I've gotten to a point where my people pleasing took over and I had kind of lost parts of myself that I really enjoyed and really cared about. And it was nothing with him, but more on me, that I was giving more than I was receiving back, or I was giving more than I needed back and needed more support. And I wasn't setting those boundaries or standards either. So it's a two-way thing, I guess I would say. But so now what I'm realizing is like being single and doing this for myself and like realizing like this is my life, I can do what I want. Like I'm looking at apartments and looking at like where I want to live next. And as I'm setting up like this new life here in this new-ish town, newest town from where I was before. But what do I want that to look like? And I was always looking at places and, like, I would like a dishwasher because, like, that seems like such a luxury for me. And then it's a lot easier for, like, when my boyfriend comes over, we can just toss it in there and I don't have to worry about, like, him helping me with the dishes before he heads out. Or he always likes microwave things and he eats a lot of microwavable things or just, like, heating up and everything. And I don't really care, like, I can do without, but he likes that, so I should find, like, a place that already has a microwave so I don't have to worry about that, and it can be, like, my little present for him for when he comes and visits, like, hey, I have a microwave for you, and, like, making sure the space is big enough not only for me but when he comes over, and I have my friends that are also, like, in another town that maybe they want to come over, and if they want to come over, then I want to have enough space so that they can all fit in my space, and then if they need to sleep over, because a lot of times when we get together, we drink, and I need everybody to sleep and hang out and, like, sleep off the hangover so that they're safe to drive whenever they decide to drive. So I need to make sure that there's enough room. So I probably need a couple extra spare rooms, and then I can have beds and everything like that so they can sleep in beds, or, like, a big couch, a big sectional, so everybody can do that. And I need to have good parking too, because, like, if family and friends want to come and visit, like, they need to have enough space and they need to have enough environment and everything like that. And it's like, hold on, wait a second. No, this is your life. This is your life. It involves you and you alone. You and you alone, and you can be selfish with this. And I feel, to an extent, even if you are in a relationship or you do have a family that you are growing with another person, or just a family that you are growing, you can still be specific for you. So when I took myself out of it and I took myself out of this thought of people coming over into my space and was like, what do you actually want? What do you actually want out of all of this? Like, push everybody aside, and I know this is going to be really hard, but push everybody aside, every little comment, every little thought, every little inconvenience for anybody else, push that aside and actually ask, what do you want? And this is what I actually want. I want a new space. I want a nice new kitchen because I will live in that kitchen. Because when I had my own house, I sat on the counters, I hung out there, I danced in the kitchen, I did a lot of cooking, I did a lot of prepping, like, I actually took care of myself in the kitchen. And if I have a nice kitchen, I'm going to want to spend time in there. So I want that. I want a lot of counter space. Because when I do cooking and, like, I'll do juicing and things like that, having a lot of counter space is really nice. But also, I just like sitting on the counters. I love sitting on the counters. That's kind of like my little rebellious side of, like, don't sit on the counters when you were younger and get off the counters. And I love sitting on the counters. It's my one little rebellious side. And I think adding that in, that's part of what I have my clients do as well. Like, adding in that one little bit of rebellion. That's, like, not going to hurt you, not going to hurt anybody else, but it's just, like, something that you were told no or, like, to avoid. Doing that, like, just brings me so much joy, and it's so nice. I do want a countertop, and I do want a bar, because I want to just have two chairs, two comfortable bar stools that I can just sit at, because I really do enjoy when I'm home with my mom. Like, she has a countertop with some bar stools, just very basic ones. I would want more comfortable ones. And I sit there more than anywhere else. And I would love that. I kind of want to start fresh and have, like, more, like, new to me furniture. Because I've got all these hand-me-downs and all these things that will work. And they have so many memories and so much energy of a time that was, like, really hard for me. And I don't want to bring that into this new life. Or this new start, this new chapter that I'm having. And I don't see anything wrong with that. And I want it to be very simple. Like, I want a navy blue couch or a navy blue rug. I want a dark blue rug because it reminds me of my home when I had my living room of, like, two walls were all windows, and then it was, like, this nice built-in open space that went into the dining room, and on the one blank wall, I painted dark blue, and everything else was white, and, oh, it was so nice. Oh, it was so nice, and it just brings such a good good vibe and energy to me, and I want to bring that back. So I want something navy blue, and having, like, a couch like maybe just a plain old couch and a chair and a little ottoman. Like I don't have to have a big sectional for other people. I can have a couch that's really little and it just like works for me because I'm going to be the one living there all the time. People are going to be visiting and they're going to be coming into my space, the people that I allow into my space, and whatever space that is going to be just fine for them because it's my space that they're coming into, not their space that they get to experience. I want that. I want a very basic bedroom. I want different drawers or drawers. I think it's drawers. Yeah. To like put my clothes in. I want new updated ones, not hand-me-downs that are like broken and that like are falling off of their track and get all kinds of like dusty on my clothes. I don't want a TV in my bedroom, but I always thought I needed one because like when my boyfriend would, when I'd go and visit him, we'd watch movies and then like go to bed. And I like not having a TV in my bedroom. So I don't want that. I want it nice and simple. I want very simple, very basic things. Like there are a couple things that I want to keep, but most of them I kind of like I've been living on very little for over a year. And I kind of want to continue on with that of just like purging out the old that I no longer need and keeping the things that I want to. So I can't remember her name, but that woman who does all the different folding and cleaning of like the energy of things, and if it doesn't make you happy, give it away. Thank it for its time and give it away. I know my mom always said she did this and I don't know if it's probably something similar, but she heard when she had a hard time getting rid of our like schoolwork because she would think of like us writing our little names on it and putting so much care into it when we really didn't, but or like projects we would do, she'd have to kiss it and throw it away. So like thank it and throw it away. And that's what happens when you start to find yourself. And I've been doing this more and more. If I'm setting higher standards, the gym that I want, I go out and find. The environment I want, I go out and find. The life that I want, I go out and find. The people that I want, I go out and find. And I don't settle. I'm not going to settle anymore. I'm not going to settle for what's safe. I'm not going to settle for what other people think, what other people suggest, what other people believe in. And I need to start setting boundaries and high standards and being solid in who I am as well. What I believe, what I want, and that you are going to lose people because of that. And it is hard. None of this is easy. It is hard. It is hard to find yourself and to push away. And I'm sure you've heard this. If not, you're not part of the self-development world yet. And I'm so glad that you are coming into it. But the people that you surround yourself with now, once you start like taking care of yourself and actually wanting like a future and a better life and actually looking and thinking more, some of those people are going to fall away. Some of those people you are going to be butting heads with because you are looking for change and they are fine with where they're at. They're fine with the consistency. They're fine with the constant up and down. They're fine with settling and you no longer are. You are looking for something bigger and better. And I'm not talking about like a millionaire lifestyle and like traveling the world. It can be as simple as like for me, I'm looking for a fit body, a happy life, a fun apartment, and just living a life that is simple of like walking down the street and getting coffee on my days off or having a couple friends that I can go out and get drinks with, or like my sister that I can go and do that with, or my aunt that we can have like wine tasting nights because I'm really wanting to get into wine. Like that's a look that I would love to go for, is like really being into wine because that just sounds good. That's the future that I want. I want, and like the person that I want to have in my life when it like down the road as well is. I want somebody that will want to go and do simple things with me, of like going out and getting coffee, and they like coffee, and they'll have coffee with me in the morning, and we can chat, or we'll go out and get coffee, or we can go out and do dinner and drinks, and do something like super simple like that, or we can have nights in and do pizza party nights of pizza and like Kool-Aid and a movie or something like that, or pizza and pop and movie or whatever, but will go and work out with me, will motivate me and will push me, and the life that I want, I am creating now. It's not fake it until you make it. It's embrace it now and it will show up. Because the more you fake it till you make it, the more you believe like you actually don't have it right now and you just need to push through. And that doesn't actually come in then. But overall, it's a choice. It is a daily, daily choice. And quick little plug, this is why I have journals and courses and daily things. Because it's a daily choice, because it's information coming in and you are choosing something different every day. You are choosing to see something different every day. You are choosing to make a change every day, small or big. And sometimes you don't, and sometimes you do, but you're constantly moving forward and it's a choice. It is a choice every single day. It is not something you have to settle with. It is not something that you have to deal with. It is a choice that you are making, that you are in charge of, that you can have. And that's the biggest and hardest part of it all. I would love to suggest my 59 Days to Habit Change journal. It's something daily to read and to think about. It talks about what your stresses are. It talks about whatever you're thinking, like to write it down, because I'm a big advocate of whether you do anything with me or off on your own. But I am a strong advocate of getting it out of your head and onto paper, because once what you are fearing and worried of and overthinking is on paper, it no longer can move and swirl around. It is stuck there. It can't just be whirling around in your head, coming up with different scenarios and different thoughts of like what's going to happen, of like worst case scenario. It is set on paper and it cannot move. And when it can't move, you can actually see that it's no big deal, that this actually is possible, that there is something outside of it that you can do. And that's one thing that really changed it for me. Was getting it out of my head where it could come up with any and every possible thing going wrong and letting it sit still on paper. This is something that is going to be hard. It's going to be the hardest thing you do, but you are going to be so happy that you did it. And there's no end in sight. You find new challenges, new levels of what you want to do each and every day as you move forward. But it gets to a point where it's easy, but it's not easy. It's easy in the sense of you do it enough that you don't question it, but it's not easy because it's challenging you on new levels every time. But if you want to continue to grow, if you want to continue to be the best version of yourself, it is going to be a continuous journey. I heard that it's a mountain that you're climbing that has no peak. Melanie Ann Lear said that. And she might have heard it from someone else, but you're climbing a mountain that has no peak. And you can either get discouraged by that or you can get excited for that. Because there's so many different things that are going to be on that mountain, so many different experiences and so many different things that you've been wanting to have that are going to be available to you, that you are going to see happen. But you are only going to see that happen if you keep moving forward. If you set up camp and stay right there, that's when everything seems to just be swirling around you because you're not moving. You're not making a change. You're just there. But if you choose every single day to be the best version of yourself, to be whatever is possible, then you're going to see it. You're going to have it happen. And it's going to be great. So I want you to choose yourself every single day. Imagine the life that you want to have. Imagine the standards you want to have. Really take yourself out of this bubble of helping everybody else and making them happy. Stay tuned in the next few weeks. I'll have Stop Living Your Life So Others Feel Comfortable With You. And I'll dive a little deeper into that of like the how and everything. But take yourself out of the bubble that you've created with the people you surround yourself with and the life that you have. And ask yourself, what do you actually want to do? The things that you enjoy doing, the little side hobbies, the things that others tell you you're good at, the life you want to live that maybe doesn't fit the mold or what others think your life should be or what it has been, What do you actually want that to look like? And if that fills you up and makes you happy and feels like a true version of yourself where you're not putting on a show for others, and it just seems in a weird way natural, choose that every single day. Choose that feeling, choose that future, and make the changes accordingly. And you will become more and more of who you've always wanted to be. So I hope this was helpful. If you did find it helpful, please feel free to let me know. Either if you're on SoundCloud, feel free to leave a comment. Follow me on my social medias of Facebook and Instagram, Jesse Wallacher there, and feel free to let me know there as well. But otherwise, stay tuned. I've got, like I said, more podcasts coming, and I'm super excited to share those with you. But otherwise, have a fantastic day. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will talk very, very soon. Bye.